This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Dr. Alveda King, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's an honor to speak with you again.
Well, hi, Annie. How are you? And it's just great to say hello to you and your listening audience.
Thank you so much. The March for Life takes place this weekend, and it is such an underreported event, but you've participated in these, and you understand the value of having this opportunity for people to come together in our nation's capital. What is it like to be there?
I have been participating with the March for Life for several years, shortly after the turn of the century, actually. I wasn't there from the very beginning. I've been pro-life since 1983 and speaking out for life since 1983. And that's 10 years after the march actually started. But It is just such, the media generally doesn't report it, but there are hundreds of thousands of people and many, many young people. And that's always a major blessing.
You know, to speak, you were the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., and we will be honoring him on January 29th on Monday. And his way of addressing the most important issues that have to do with rights in a massive yet very peaceful way. I think this March for Life is one of the greatest examples of a modern day version of that. How do you feel the impact of this event makes a difference as we fight for the lives of these unborn children?
Well, my uncle, and I called him Uncle ML, that's what we called him in the family, but my daddy is his brother, Reverend A.D. King. They live in heaven, of course, now. Amen. With many of our family have gone on to heaven. But Uncle ML stood for the love of Jesus Christ. He stood against crimes of humanity. And certainly, abortion is a crime against humanity. And so when you kill a little baby in the womb, an innocent child, that's actually a crime against humanity. It harms human life and all that human life promises that it can be. So I think that message is very important. We should stand for peace and truth and love and to learn to love each other as brothers and sisters. We're not separate races. Somebody today proudly, "Oh, I'm just colorblind." That's a unique glasses. Because if you're colorblind, you can't see. Jesus gives sight to the blind. Mm. So we're certainly not colorblind. We can see color, but we should celebrate the beauty of what God has created.
Dr. Alveda King, last question for you, because I know that you're on a time schedule here. Do you see this, the fight for the unborn, as a civil rights issue?
Well, the border of the womb of the mother, and when the baby comes forth from that womb, then there's a whole life ahead of the child who was conceived and already alive. So that's a major civil rights issue. Abortion is a crime against humanity, one of several crimes against humanity. So I believe that we should all stand and regard and respect human life. We respect the mother, the dad, the family, the baby. And as we begin to do that, then we can come together and live together.
And a follow-up to that question, Doctor, you mentioned the father. And the thing that frustrates me about a lot of the pro-life conversations that I have is they tend to demonize the woman. And in a frightening situation, she becomes even more frightened by both sides. She still has a choice legally to make in this country. What message do you have to those women who are scared and the men also involved in these circumstances who have fear that goes into the decision that they ultimately make?
Well, what we want to do is to make abortion so unthinkable that the mother can feel safe and secure here in this nation. The baby can feel safe and secure in the womb of the mother. The father is never a threat or never feeling inadequate, but that everyone can see life is the best option. So as that choice is made, abortion will be unthinkable.
Absolutely. Dr. Alveda King, thank you so much for sharing your time with us. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you for this beautiful opportunity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.